This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America tonight. How about the Supreme Court allowing indefinite immigrant detentions? What does that mean? And then, of course, Hope Hicks decides she suddenly is mute, not answering a lot of questions. In fact, really no questions when it comes to the Russia investigation. So we're going to start there because so much was made about what would happen with the longtime aide and whether or not she would talk much about what happened as far as Russia was concerned, because, you know, this is all about Russian interference into the elections, and she's declining to answer questions about her time in the White House. So it was kind of one of those things where she had her moment of the video catwalk, so to speak, but didn't say much. Justin Duckham joins us from Washington, D.C., of course, and Talk Media News. So, Justin, what's up with the very pretty, well-known, and longtime aide of Donald Trump's not saying much? I think a lot of Democrats, at least, were disappointed, huh?
Certainly, yes. This has led to a lot of confusion over what authority she is using to essentially decline to speak about certain instances that took place within the presidential transition. You know, there's a lot of people who pointed out today that there is no precedent for being able to invoke executive privilege for that kind of transition period, you know, particularly since Trump was not the president during that period of time, so therefore that just sort of goes away. But the White House is nevertheless saying that they have been cooperating with the investigation. They're saying that they are not essentially stonewalling this, despite the fact that now we have both Bannon and Hope Hicks, who have certainly been less than forthcoming with congressional investigators.
Yep, no kidding. All right, and the bigger story, probably the one that created a lot of buzz, is Jared Kushner, of course, the son-in-law of the president and an advisor, doesn't have the access that he used to have. They've downgraded his access, basically, right? And that's because of this investigation and how close it's come to, again, interloping on what shouldn't be allowed, I guess, when they're in the middle of this. Am I right?
Yeah, I mean, there's just been a lot of confusion over what exactly is going on with Jared Kushner. We know that the form he initially submitted for the background clearance was updated numerous times to include meetings he had during the campaign with foreign officials. There's just been a lot of, you know, confusion over what exactly is going on, how this ties into some of his business dealings, whether or not his family is going through some significant financial issues. And then on top of all of that, we had a Washington Post report that said that at least four countries were discussing with their officials ways to essentially manipulate Jared Kushner, you know, using his sort of shaky financial stability at this point, or his lack of, you know, clear-cut foreign policy experience, to try to, you know, have him essentially reflect those countries' interests and be sort of their point person within the administration. Something that has really highlighted a lot of the major concerns around Kushner, you know, both dealing with his own sort of personal dealings, as well as the fact that he just, you know, doesn't necessarily have nearly as much experience as most senior White House aides in this position.
Yeah. Okay, so we'll watch how that all plays out. And then the next thing that has been talked about, but I don't know where it'll go, and I mentioned it the other day, but the House Republicans, I guess, are really going to try to introduce the school safety bill. Will that have any teeth in it, do you think?
I'm sorry, my phone kind of is this one of the gun control bills, or?
Yeah. What's going to happen with the school safety bill?
School safety, sorry. So what we know from the White House is that they're going to be putting forward their, you know, legislative priorities. We also know in the House that that's going to be moving forward and that there is a lot of appetite to tackle that, more so than guns themselves. In the Senate, there's efforts to strengthen background checks and to also pursue school safety as well. But, you know, in terms of background checks, there was efforts to expedite that. That no longer seems like that's going to be the case. So at least it looks at this point like there is some appetite. But whether or not that's going to be a timeline where we're going to be seeing anything done, you know, in the immediate sense or in any immediate future, just remains to be seen.
Yeah, boy, that's the truth, isn't it? We'll see what happens. Again, this is what we keep saying. And then the last thing is, you know, we're going on with this DACA thing, and the Hill has this three-year DACA delay in this border security bill, so it's all wrapped up and kind of convoluted. Sort it out for us.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, it's just sort of a waiting game on DACA to try to figure out what exactly is going to be moving forward. You know, the Trump administration has previously said that they were hoping to have a March 5th deadline where it was going to be ending. That no longer seems to be the case, particularly after the Supreme Court declined to take up some of the legislative challenges that have been, you know, circling this, meaning that there is no deadline in the immediate sense for DACA. And now it's just sort of a politics game. You know, we've seen Trump trying to turn this on Democrats, saying that they just don't care about DACA recipients, saying that they are not doing anything, saying that they are not listening to what the administration has said in terms of what they would and would not sign. So at this point, it's, you know, caught up in the politics of the moment, and there just doesn't necessarily seem to be any way forward. You know, something that's troubling on its own, but does not necessarily carry the same amount of weight now that we know that there is, you know, not the mechanism in place to support the administration's deadline.
Again, it's like you and I keep talking about it. How many times do we say it's a waiting game and we'll see what happens? But this is pretty much what it is when you talk about politics. That's why I think politics and acting are alike. If you're not sitting in a trailer, you're sitting somewhere in the bowels of Congress waiting to see what happens. It's so the truth. All right, Justin Duckham, thanks as always.
Thank you. Have a good one.
You too. By the way, the Florida governor is jumping into this. Of course he is, Rick Scott. He's talking about this $500 million school safety plan, and what does that entail? How do you spend $500 million to invest in school safety and mental health and say you're going to keep the kids safe from somebody who's irrational, comes back to a school and murders 17 students and injures 17 other people as well? He unveiled the plan, nonetheless, on Tuesday, and he's trying to get this passed before the annual legislative session ends next Friday. What it will include is mandatory resource officers in every public school, hopefully the ones that go in when they're shooting, mandatory active shooter training, which would be what they have in the Department of Homeland Security, so similar to what they have outlined by them anyway. Also, increased funding in the Safe School Allocations Department to address specific school safety needs with every single district. So meaning, like, let's say steel doors, let's say upgraded locks, let's say metal detectors, bulletproof glass. Oh my, bulletproof glass. How about this? A hotline, a website, and a mobile app. See something, say something. There are other proposals or bullet points, so to speak, in this bill that Rick Scott is proposing for Florida. I'm going to go through the rest of those. On the flip side, Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Through the rest of what's being proposed by Florida's governor, actually some of it I think is pretty good. I heard they had a long session where they've really kind of collectively threw in to try to come up with some ideas that could work, and I think some of them could work for sure. But the key is, it's always good when you propose it. If it goes through, how are you implementing it? How do you make sure schools don't fall through the cracks? All right, Kate Delaney here on America Tonight, the skipper of this little old ship that just keeps rocking and rolling toward whatever the destination might be. Coming up in our next segment, it's The Other, as my hubs is in the virtual green room, and we'll certainly have some things to talk about. You can be sure of that. Let's go to Dan in the great state of Texas. Hello, Dan.
Hello, Kate. Long time no talk to.
Hello.
Okay.
I know. Now, how are you?
I'm fat, but that's what you get for eating too much. You know that. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Now, first off, Mueller should be investigated himself. This guy was in charge of the FBI when they pulled off that Uranium One fiasco that Obama put forward. I'll get back to Obama in a minute on some more stuff. He should be investigated because he didn't do his part on stopping that, and it allowed Russia to wind up with our uranium and the Clintons to wind up with a huge chunk of money, with all the people that were connected to that paying money to them. And Bill got a $500,000 speaking fee to go blah, blah, blah. Probably talked about women. Anyway, that's about it on that. Now, Mueller needs to be investigated. He was.
But wait a second. You know that Mueller, you know, wait. You know that Mueller was appointed by Trump. Trump okayed that, said,
no,
yeah, great,
Mueller
whatever.
Mueller was appointed
so
by Rosenstein, and Rosenstein was put in there when Sessions recused himself because of the investigation, blah, blah, blah. But there is no crime. There has been no crime. It's even an illegal investigation because there was no crime. You The guy that's in charge of the principal there was part of an Obama scam that they were allowing people to stay in school without reporting the incidents of their activities that caused problems for people because of the black and Hispanic situation, and they wanted to keep them from winding up in jail for the crimes that they committed. This guy came from Chicago. He's an Obamaite, and they had a regular program that they got paid money from the federal government under Obama's administration to not send them out of school, to not kick them out, to not send them to jail, to not investigate them for whatever crime was committed against the kids in the school. And that is about to break all kinds of loose now in the next few days. And also, the same kind of security that Israel has is what we're going to have, where we have an armed guard that is capable of putting down any perpetrator that tries to pull off these crimes against our children in this country. And that's the way it's going to go down. And the stuff that Scott's doing, I applaud him. This is brilliance on his part. We've got the money in Florida to do this, and we're going to do it, and it'll pass in the legislature this week. Okay, that's about all the bad stuff I have to say. How are you, darling?
I'm just letting you roll. There's a couple things in there I'll talk about, but I agree that if whatever they can do to stop whatever it is happening in the schools, of course. I'm good. I'm well.
How are you? Now, I got another little bit of information for you, darling. Darling, this is quick. This is good.
Yeah?
Your dog food may have something in it that will kill doggies. I heard about that on the news the other day, and it hasn't been reported to you, I don't think. But there's an ingredient in it that can do your dog a bad turn. And we wouldn't want anything to happen to our beautiful, loving, best friend, Golden Retriever Mahalo.
No, we would not want that to happen. And I know what you're talking about, but what they did was they sent out, and I talked to somebody also at, certainly at Life's Abundance, so that the batches that they make, they did not have any of that in them, but there is concern about it, of course, and there's lots and lots of conversation. So yes, absolutely, that's the whole idea. That's why we went in that direction in the first place, because of what was happening to so many of the other dog foods out there. Yeah, 100%. All right, so talking about Robert Mueller, I want to go back to that, the fact that he's been this special prosecutor now, like, this whole thing with Russia has been going on forever and a day. Let's face that. And the conversation about can the president fire him, or what should happen with this? And oh my gosh, I mean, this is looking ridiculous. Would he fire the special counsel? That was talked about even at the tail end of last year. And I remember Senator Bob Corker, a Republican from Tennessee, saying, "It just can't happen. I cannot possibly imagine the president terminating him. It doesn't make any sense. There's no way." There are historical precedents, though, for this. Richard Nixon fired pretty much his way through the Justice Department until he could fire the special prosecutor investigating Watergate. We know how that ended up. And of course, we saw what happened with Comey, but that's different because of the role that he played, I think, in this. I mean, clearly, I think what's so disconcerting, and you're right about the Jeff Sessions thing, because in that case, the twist was because of the Attorney General Jeff Sessions' recusal from the campaign-related investigation that led to Mueller not reporting to Sessions, but instead to the Deputy Attorney General, Rod Rosenstein. And he named, you know, he was the one that then, you know, went into the direction of Mueller, which he would have to be the guy that would fire Mueller if that were the case. So it would have to be him that ultimately would do that. But they'd have to have good cause for that. And this has been written about, talked about, etc., because of other investigations and other things that have happened. So it would be pretty tough for that to go down. I think the thing that's so crazy about all of this is how long it's you know, how long this investigation has gone on, and is it going to ultimately yield, you know, at the highest echelon, somebody going down or not? I mean, already we've seen some dominoes fall, but I would think the closest would be Jared Kushner, which is why the clearance has been downgraded because of what's happening in that investigation. And, you know, this was part of what the briefing was at the White House that Sarah Huckabee Sanders was answering as to what, you know, this whole meddling thing, and is basically saying that, you know, we'll see, it'll be proven out and all that kind of stuff, pretty much the company line that's happened along the way. So there's no doubt you would have to have something criminally hardcore, period, to stick against the wall for that to stick. All right, I said that I was going to run down a couple of these other things for the governor of what the governor is proposing, Scott. And I got up to the point where he was talking about a see something, say something hotline and website and a mobile app even. There's also, they're saying funding for students to have access to mental health counselors. I think that's good. That's not happening across the board now. Intervention training for everybody in the school. Expansion of mental health services, so they're going to have to pump some money into that because so much of that was depleted. Hiring more employees to embed managers in the sheriff's office. And then, of course, grants for law enforcement and mental health coordination to allow sheriffs to establish special law enforcement teams that would understand this better, would know how to handle it, and then you would go from there. So whatever of those you pick out of the $500 million investment is what they're calling it, that it'll be interesting. I can't imagine it doesn't go through, but then in allocating the monies, I think it would cost much more than that. And, of course, there people are irate over the Florida cop that released the statement defending his actions and why he didn't go into the school, and everybody's calling him a coward, and he's saying he thought it was on the outside, and all that push-pull has certainly not died down yet at this point. But if I'm a parent of any kid in any school, I, of course, want the best. There is no 100%, but I want the best possibility of protecting my kid. And I think the outrage in Florida has gotten so real, we'll see what happens with this Scott proposal. I believe it would go through. What it costs to implement it, how quickly they can implement it, and if other states try to follow suit. Coming up, the other joins me behind the mic in just a few on America Tonight.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you. 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline. 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. This I tell you, brother, you can't have one without the other. Love and marriage.
Welcome to the weekly segment of The Other. That's when the Hubs, Paulie, joins me on the air. Say hi to everyone, Paul.
Hi, everyone.
So you and I finally got to see, we went to see the movie The Black Panther. We could not get tickets to save our life. I pulled every string in the book. Nobody cared about any strings I was pulling. We actually, for the first time, and I think I said this on the air, so I apologize if I'm like an old woman who keeps saying the same thing over and over again at the craps table. Why? Why? Roll again. We drove to the movie theater. And we're both busy people. I mean, Paul is incredibly busy. I'm busy. Don't whine for us. And we decided we would relax and go see a movie. So we went, and he said, oh, it's been out. We'll be able to get tickets. So we went to the window, and voila, no tickets were to be had. So I think he was a little shocked by that and a little disappointed. So we went out to dinner instead, and then we came back a couple days later, and he pre-purchased the tickets. So that was a good move, smooth, on your part. And what did you think of the movie?
Oh, thank you. Monday matinee.
Well, give a movie review.
It was really good. Very good. One of the better Marvel movies out there. One of my favorites is Iron Man, so it's right up on par with that, you know, in my opinion, and maybe even better. So it's really good storytelling.
You know what? It's funny. I thought it was really good, too. Good storytelling, because that's what I care about when I go to see a movie. It has to have a story, right? So our mutual friend, or my friend, Dave Lieber, who's a famous columnist for the Dallas Morning News, he used to be a columnist in Philadelphia, and I think for another paper. He started off in West Virginia or something. But anyway, I sent him a note. He was looking for some information for me, and I said, oh, I'm in the movie. I'm going to the movie Black Panther. And he said, oh, I fell asleep. said it's all 100% fighting, but I disagree. I thought it was a good movie.
Yeah, there's a lot of action in it. It's a Marvel Comics movie, but it's not all fighting.
Yeah, it's not all fighting. All right, so speaking of fighting, we've had to babysit a dog. One of my friends, who I have a circle of friends that I met, they weren't married at the time. I don't think anyone was married in that crew. And then since then, all of us are married but one. We all had dogs, and we met at this dog park, and we were all from all over, you know, the country. So it was so interesting. We became friends, and we would, if somebody went out of town or had business or had whatever they had going on, we would watch each other's dogs. So we have Marley, who's part pit bull, with us. And you may hear them in the background fighting, I don't know, or growling or something. I'm not sure. I thought they were in the studio.
Fighting? Are we having dog fights at our house?
Yeah. Dog fight. No, don't say that. Take that back. There's no dog fighting that kind going on in this house. Trust me.
Kate Delaney.
None. No dog fighting. So here's the thing. Marley and Mahalo have known each other for 8 years, but I think Mahalo's a little swizzle stick. He does not... He doesn't hate Marley, but he just doesn't really want her to be around me.
No, she's gotten to be
that,
a mellow...
Right in the background, there's that Marley.
She's gotten to be a mellow old girl, and she just minds her own business now, and he doesn't like it.
He doesn't like it. I don't know, maybe dogs are like kids, or they get possessive, or that, you know, you're their owner, their people, and they have their space, their things. There's, for goodness sake, there's a zillion tennis balls or things to pick up, but Mahalo, anything that Marley has, Mahalo wants it.
He's a golden retriever. He sucks all the attention.
That's perfect. I have a husband that wants all the attention and a dog. So, America, this is what I deal with. A dog that wants all the attention and a husband that wants all the attention. It's fabulous. Speaking of fabulous, I was also looking at this... I like how you're yawning in the background. I was also looking at this new deep water shark species. Did you see this? That was discovered in the Atlantic. I mean, usually you're Mr. on top of, you know, these kind of things. I thought for sure you would have been aware of it.
I'm Jacques Cousteau.
Yeah. So they found in Melbourne, Florida, they're saying, in the darkness, this large green eyes, this shark that has some genetic secrets, they say. And they found this, they've uncovered this species at the Florida Institute of Technology. And they're, you know, they're researching it, 5, 6, 7 feet long, they're saying. And it's very cool. It'd be cool to uncover that.
It's a good name. It's a big eye six gill shark.
Big eye six. What else can you tell us?
Big eye six gill.
What about it?
I don't know. Read.
Well, look.
Modern sharks have 5 gill slits, while the last remaining primitive sharks have 6 and 7 gill slits. They have these huge green eyes, like cat eye, but much, much bigger. They're so well adapted to a dark, deep ocean. Can I have a job at the White House?
You're so bad. Oh, that's like reading to a bunch of kindergarten kids.
I got to entertain the masses.
You're practicing for our child, for our future child, aren't you? Is that how you're going to read to them?
There's no smoke and mirrors when I'm on the air.
There's no smoke and mirrors. I love that. All right, so what do you make of this? How about Papa John's? They're not going to sponsor the NFL anymore. Papa John's and the NFL make a mutual decision to end their sponsorship deal, so it's no longer the official pizza of the NFL.
Does that mean we can't eat it anymore?
Did we ever eat it?
No. It's pretty good, but we just... eight other pizza place.
We don't eat, or at least I don't. You probably do. You like a lot of junk food. I don't like that. I'm so picky about pizza, probably from being from back east. So I don't like the commercial pizzas that get to your house in 2 seconds. But you do.
No, I like the ones that take over an hour and you're wondering where the guy is.
Yeah, right. The ones that cost...
and then it's cold and $25.
One time, I got to tell everyone this. I don't know if you've had this experience. My mother was still alive. I had my mother and her friend came down, and my nephew was here, so we had a full house. So, okay, thinking, well, how many slices does everybody get? Whatever. we got this pie. I said, what was the biggest pie you had? Everybody was, you know, starving. So I called up, and they came to deliver the pizza, and we couldn't get it in the door. Do you remember that?
I do remember. I slid it sideways and adeptly maneuvered it into the house.
It was giant. I still have a picture of it somewhere. It was ridiculous. And, of course, we had so much leftover pizza. Nobody was going to eat like that.
We ate it all.
But not in one fell swoop that I'm aware of, right?
We had several people over.
Yeah.
I don't know.
All right. Somebody wanted me to ask you this. Bob, listening to us in Sarasota, Florida, sent me an email a couple weeks ago, and I forgot to ask you this because you've been sick and you were off the air and I was sick and all the other machinations of what we're doing. But Bob said, because I tell people, and it's true, besides doing this show, I'm a motivational speaker. I love people. So I love going out and talking about personal branding and how to really tell people what you do so you can, you know, make fatter cash and be happier and just simply tell people and not have a bunch of smoke and mirrors, as you say. So I talk about that and dealing your own destiny. So Bob wanted to ask me what it was like living with a motivational speaker. Do you feel motivated with a talk show host motivational speaker wife?
Well, when you throw around terms like fatter cash, I certainly feel motivated. Fatter cash, America.
Fatter cash, yes. So that makes you feel motivated when I say those words?
No.
No, but I mean, that's the idea, that people are in business and there's so many small businesses, and when you're struggling, it's tough. And so what do you do?
No, you actually have a good message and you're a very good public speaker, and it's not just superficial.
No, so. No, I'm not superficial. No, it's too hard to be superficial.
Only with me.
You're right. So we've seen this new thing, that this trend of booze directed toward women. I'm just throwing this into the hat here, but I just was reading this. Johnny Walker Whiskey put Jane Walker on a limited edition black label. I'm going to say it is a stroke of brilliance because it's just going to be limited. And they're saying the suggested retail price is $34 for a 750 milliliter bottle.
They got to raise the price, though, because when you sell to women, you jack the price up on everything.
I know. Why is that?
I don't know. I'm not an advertising man.
Yep. Well, I've got to dig deeper on that one. And so along those lines, I suppose that some of those millennial women that they're selling this booze to, hopefully they brush their teeth more than once a day. I just read a survey that said that millennials only brush their teeth once a day. How many times do you brush your teeth a day? I have to beg you, don't I?
Five times.
No, you don't.
Six times.
No.
Eight.
No.
All day long.
How many times do you floss?
Three.
Never. I've never seen you floss.
Nonstop.
Yeah. And so, and not to make fun of that, I have friends that are dentists, and they say for every year you don't go to the dentist, you don't floss, that's the floss. Listen, America, they say that's $2,500. So $2,500 in dental bills that you'll get because you're neglecting your teeth.
So pay now or pay later. We have payment plans and operators are standing by.
Right. When you sit in the chair and they say it's $10,000 to get this crown and that thing and everything else.
Your teeth are cracking.
Yeah. See, here's the problem, though, with dentistry. I do. I love my dentist. But dentists like diamond dealers, like so many others, I mean, that's kind of a free market of what you know, you charge what you think you're worth.
Get those x-rays in there. Get those bonuses. Trips to Cabo.
All right. Say goodbye to everybody.
Goodbye, everybody.
All right. Very fun segment of The Other. We will be back next week for another appearance here on America Tonight. Mailbag up next.
Russ. frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mac? I'm dying to talk about the mail with you all day, okay?
I'm dying to hit the mailbag, too, frankly. I say this all the time, but I'm going to say it again. You, and those two guys on the side of me, bam, every single day. If it were real mail, I would be smothered in mail, covered in the mail. So without further ado, as we round the corner for the final segment of this hour of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, I'm going to dive into the mailbag. This one is from Leo, who says, Kate, oh my gosh, I got to tell you, this stuff that's coming out of Florida, there's just got to be a better way. There's got to be a better way. I agree with you. If I had a kid in school, quite frankly, it would scare the bejesus out of me. Because, not to be paranoid, and you're right, the numbers would still be small if you compare the population and the school districts and all the individual schools. But who wants to roll the dice with their kid's life? When I see those parents and I hear what they're saying about their children, I just can't even watch it anymore. I just feel so awful for them. And you can't put the genie back in the bottle. I suppose I would just be an activist to do everything I could to help the schools figure this all out, because I would have to have something to hang on to, and I just really can't imagine what that's like. So God bless the people who have dealt with the loss of these kids that they shouldn't have had to deal with. It is just unbelievable. I move to this one. And this one kind of along the same lines. Wayne says, boy, some people are trashing the NRA unnecessarily. Look, you either like the organization, don't like the organization, don't really have an opinion about it, and the list could go high, wide, and long. So I say the focus should really be on what are we doing to make the schools safer, because period, end of story, that's what it has to be. There are other ways you could go in and rip up a school besides shooting. Granted, it has been this outrageous amount of ammunition, people that are off their rockers getting through, that have some past ties to schools, and it is awful, gut-wrenching to hear, to watch any of the stuff that comes out of the schools when this happens. But I think the key is focus on the schools and keeping them safe. How do you keep them safe or safer? How do you do that? Well, we've talked about some of this. How do you do that? I said you had to add, if you already had a guard, you had to add another, unless the school is teeny tiny, but that's not usually the case of what we're talking about. If you had a couple of armed guards, much more difficult, of course, and then you think about somebody coming in the entrance, and even if they tried to whip out guns or had a duffel bag or any of that, you'd still be able to nail them so quickly, I would assume. Of course you could, especially if you were a super good marksman, which would be what you would need. I think if I was a parent in any of these schools, and we're talking about raising, you know, oh, there's not enough money in the district, so we got to figure out how can we do this. Oh, I don't care what it would take. If I don't care what kind of fundraiser, I don't care. Go fund this, whatever. Go fund the safety of my child. Whatever it would take, there would be a way to figure it out. And I believe there will be a way to make this at least a little safer. There is a way to do that. And it's just, oh, wow, just terrible, 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 terrible. And, of course, many of you reacted to that, and I'm not shocked. Of course you reacted to it, because it is shocking and sad, and unfortunately, the world we live in now, right? There have always been kids who have struggled. There have always been kids who have felt like an outsider. There have been kids that in the past, for goodness sake, that didn't tell anyone how they were feeling, but they didn't do what we're seeing now, and they didn't have the internet, and they didn't have the other ways of being bullied that come at them from different directions, although there is absolutely no excuse, no anything you can put on this for doing what has happened in several of the schools. Just absolutely none, except for seeing the red flags and stopping it. I mean, that's it, right? Okay, let's move to a completely different subject. This one is from Adam, who says, Kate, I don't know if you're keeping up with it because I know you've made fun of it before. The iPhones, every year there's a different one. The next iPhone, they say, would be a lot bigger. It would compare to an iPad or a Note 8. So they're talking about making the next iPhone actually big, and they're trying to compete, I guess, with the bigger phones because they've got, you know, bigger screens, etc. But then I think, how does it, you know, now you've got this phone that's giant, so they don't fit in pockets. You can't use them with one hand. A larger iPhone, I don't know that that would be necessarily successful. I mean, maybe, but then you go to the bigger size means bigger problems. Although the bigger phones, they have different quality that they can use on them, but then that's like owning an iPad, so why not just have a screen, you know, have your laptop screen, whatever, because if you're talking about big size, that's what I'm just saying, with your tech, that's different than the phone, right? It's different than the phone. Of course, yeah, it's different than the phone. So that's where I am with that. By the way, coming up for the next couple of weeks, you know, we're looking for people, we want to feature you. So if you're listening to us and you hear these mailbag segments and you would like to try out as a mailbag sound effect, like, you know, mailbag, mail, I mean, whatever you want to say. You want to rap a little mailbag song? You want to do something related to the mail? Go for it. You can call us and do it live, Or you can send it to me. You can send it to me. Just record it on your phone. How about that? Or record it somehow and send it to me two ways. DelaneyMediaGroup@live.com. DelaneyMediaGroup@live.com. Or America Tonight Radio. AmericaTonightRadio.com, because we have a new website that's going up. It's already up, and you can reach out that way. So check it out. America Tonight Radio. Yeah, just like that. Boom. All right, let's go to this one from Amy, who says, "Hi, Kate Delaney. I am wondering if you had to deal with all that water that I saw coming down in the state of Texas." Oh, yeah. I said that it was almost 9 inches, and it didn't flood. So yeah, I'm saturated, but it didn't flood me out, because I think, you know, we had where it would come down for, you know, a half an hour, and then it would be more of a steady rain. It was still awful, and there were people in the surrounding area who had to deal with cars that were just completely drowned by the water. So, yes, I did, in fact, have to deal with that whole thing. And I feel you, because, yeah, other people have had it much worse, though. When your house is floating, or you're, you know, you can't get in the front door, I'm not complaining about what I had to deal with. Definitely not. Here's another one. This one is from Casper, who says, "Kate, how about this Paul Ryan comment that arming teachers should be a local decision? Do you agree with it?" I do. I think this is a state thing. Wouldn't it be great? It's a state thing. Let the states decide, like Florida, how they're trying to handle it. I think it's, you know what, I think it's a good idea. And then it's a bad idea, because if you don't have the person who's trained in it, or somebody else gets a hold of the gun, I can see lots of problems with it. So a federal mandate requiring schools to arm teachers, I don't think we're not in the near future we're going to see that. But letting states decide and vote on it, and schools talk about it and debate that, they're the stakeholders in these schools and these districts. Yes, absolutely, of course. Of course, of course, of course. And, you know, warning signs, mental illness, figuring out the puzzle. Although I think it's very, very tough to do it at times, because it's just like Columbine. Oh, we didn't know. Nobody had any idea. And so how do you find those kids and pull them out if it's not super obvious, right? Absolutely. The states need to be right in the middle of this. Thank you so much for sending me your thoughts. You can do that too as well. AmericaTonightRadio.com. Make it count, everybody.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.